Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 210 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe this week. No, Steve. Steve wanted to be here.
Did he really?
He's volunteered. I think if ever you decide to hang up your headphones...
I shouldn't have let him in, should I?
No.
One day.
And also, we've got a challenge for you two. Did you listen to last week's show?
Not yet.
Well, we were talking jiu-jitsu.
Oh, gosh. I thought it might be physical.
Yeah, and the idea is Steve, big bloke, Zoe... Slight young thing.
I know, but the heavier they are, the harder they fall.
As we
apparently.
Said last week, yeah, yes. And we'll be finding out whether you can both learn jiu-jitsu at some point, so we've got to set that up, okay?
So, well, I'm trying to get fit, so...
The Turner versus the Stivster.
It sounds very good.
It could be interesting. We'll see what happens with that one. So, you feeling better?
Yeah, apart from I've still got a bit of a block.
Let's not go there. Just say yes. No.
Yes, I am feeling better.
That's all right then.
Yes, I am.
So you turned it. So what we got coming up on this week's show?
We're going to be talking to Trace later on today.
We're also hearing from Mike Boyce about Best Foot Forward, a charity event taking place in Wolverhampton. We have music from...
Young Peculiar, lovely name.
Yep, hearing from Bernadette. She'll be having a chat with us and telling us about the band. But first of all, we're joined on the phone by the vocal coach of Grand Ambition. She is Elaine Buckland from the Grand Theatre. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good stuff. So tell us more about, first of all, Grand Ambition and the projects that you run before we talk more about the fantastic efforts of teen stars who are off down to London this weekend.
Yes, we are. Grand Ambition is a Grand Theatre's youth choir that Louise Bent, who's the education officer at the Grand Theatre, contacted me about 3.5 years ago now about creating a youth choir. I'd already worked as a singing teacher for the theatre since about 2003/2004. So she put the idea to me and said, what do you think? So I said, okay, let's try it. And we've gone from strength to strength. We've got at least 45, 50 member children. And every year we put on our own show at the Grand Theatre. And we've been very, very lucky to perform with many of the professional shows, not the, just the amateur shows, nearly all of the professional shows with the youth choir. And then due to the success of that, I've created the adult choir as well, which that's been going about 6 or 7 months now. So, but yeah, but the kids are wonderful.
And when it comes down to pulling these things together, the kids must absolutely love getting involved in the sort of events that you're running and being part of the setup at the Grand as well.
Oh, they do. I mean, because where else do they get the opportunities? I mean, they can be part of choirs and amateur dramatic societies, which they are, and they all learn such valuable skills. But where do they get the opportunity to be on stage and to perform with the professional companies? So these are the professional touring companies that come to the Grand and they've had some wonderful opportunities. So they're extremely lucky and the Grand have been absolutely wonderful with them. They really, really have.
They say it's a lovely place. I bet a lot of them that have joined the choir have actually, you know, been to watch shows at the Grand as well.
Oh, yeah, and they're all part of maybe the Grand Theatre's Getting Club have regularly go, obviously, to the Grand to see their productions there, yeah.
Mm, such a good experience for them,
oh,
particularly
gosh,
if they're just
starting
out.
On such a big stage and, like, working with, like, so many of the professional companies and meeting the cast and learning 3, 4, 5-part harmonies in short spaces of time to work and up to a standard to sort of sing with those artists is very, very challenging. Challenging, and they always, you know, rise to the occasion.
Do they have to have a certain talent to get in? I mean, or would you?
You're saying are there some people you stand on the back row where they can't be heard?
No, I'm just wondering. You don't want to offend, do you? But is there certain people that perhaps you might hear them sing and you think, oh well, I'm not going to be able to do anything?
Well, we have a waiting list, and what we usually do is every year I run a set of auditions, and so then people come along and audition for us, and you know, have to sing, and then also have to perform because you know it's not just about standing on the stage, it's about sort of having to communicate words and perform to an audience and interact with each other. So that's what we do every year. We run an audition for new members, but we've got a show going out on August the 1st and it's called Born in the USA, so it's all an American theme. and that the adult choir are taking part in that. So I'm hoping to have at least 1,000 people in the audience for that night. So come along and support it.
Okay, well, we'll make sure we plug it again close at the time too. Kate will make sure we're doing that, don't worry. Now, you've got an amazing opportunity for five of your young singers, because on the 19th of May, they earned themselves a place in the finals of Teen Style. Yep. This is a national final taking place on Sunday the 7th of July at the O2 Arena London. That's amazing.
Are. Yes, it is. Thank you. They've done really well. I was actually first told about the competition by one of my heads of music, because obviously I teach singing at other schools within the Midlands. We just chose five of the girls, and four of them I teach privately anyway, have singing lessons. And Louise, we picked them and put them together. And they went through two rounds at the LG in Birmingham, and then they went through to the semi-final at Reading, and now they're at the O2 this weekend. So yes, we're in London, and really good. They're doing acoustic because they're playing two guitars, but they all sing, and they all sing par harmonies, and they're all really beautiful looking girls as well, so they tick all the boxes.
It's going to be hopefully a successful evening for them.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I think just what a wonderful experience. I mean, they've been playing such brilliant places and stages, like, you know, the LG, and at their ages, you know, I think one of the girls is still only 14, and you know, the other girls are 15. So yeah, it's a wonderful achievement, not only for the girls but for the theatre as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so
what do they win if they win the finals?
I think the first prize is £5,000, and they get
that'll come in handy. Yeah. And I can split that five ways quite easily. They're going to do well there.
None of it will go to the vocal coach or the grand, no doubt. The kids will soon have their hands on that lesson. We've heard news, of course they will. And also they get recording deal, and there's different people on the panel that have to big record companies and that. So I mean, really, just the experience for them is going to be, you know, fantastic, whether they win or not.
Know.
But I would love them to win, obviously. Yeah.
You'd be so proud.
Oh, gosh, of course.
They're
not my kids, but, you know, I can imagine just how the parents must feel.
Yeah, they might as well be, though, depending on the time you spend working with them,
I'm sure. Oh, yes, and the amount of time, they tell me, I'll give them an idea and a suggestion, and I'm five voted against onto the one. Hey, Lane, whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
There you go.
Right. Well, so if people want to get involved, obviously you've got the annual auditions, or if maybe they want to be a part of the senior choir.
Yes.
And I believe you're looking for young men to join you.
Yes.
How do they get in touch?
If they contact Louise Benn, she's the education officer at the Grand Theatre, and she does an absolutely wonderful job. And contact Louise there, and then she'll direct everybody in the way for the auditions, and they can come and sing for me and perform, and then we'll take it from there. But everybody is welcome, and we focus on the element, obviously, of fun first. But like I said, we are so lucky because, you know, there's not many choirs within the area. I have constantly the opportunities to work on such a wonderful stage and with such wonderful professional touring companies.
It must be jolly good fun. I mean, it's a real achievement for you every time you get one of these things together.
Well, it is. And it's great for my job to sort of see people blossom, and maybe people who've been really shy, especially the adults, have wanted to perform but never have, and giving them that opportunity. That's you can't put a price on that.
No, I bet some of the adults that are quite shy as well think they're not very good.
I've got a couple of ladies in there. They're sort of late 70s, about 78, 79, and they're taking part in the show in August. They're doing routines as well, some little dance routines, and, you know, we've always wanted to do it, and, you know, it's just great, isn't it? Interaction, social interaction, getting people out of the house, where maybe they might be sitting in on their own, mixing with people, getting them active, and that ticks all the boxes.
Basically, going out and being able to enjoy yourself.
Well, yeah, I mean, I live in Mid Wales, and I run some. I've got a lovely choir in Mid Wales as well. So, because I tour back and forth to the Midlands. But,
music everywhere.
Yeah, music. I've got to sing for my supper. Literally.
Elaine Buckland, thank you for joining us.
You're more than welcome.
And we look forward to seeing you on stage. Give us a plug for the details on the thing in August again. What's the date?
It is on Thursday, August the 1st, and it's at the Grand Theatre, and it's called Born in the USA, and it's going to be a really fun, full night of entertainment for music. And like I said, that incorporates both choirs, the junior and the adult choir. So everybody's welcome.
And how much are the tickets?
Oh, gosh, now you've got me.
Well, ring the box office, 01902-42921, so have a chat with them and ask them how much they are. And you might even be able to pick up your tickets when you're going along to see one of the summer seasons of plays
exactly,
as well. So
exactly.
Well worth doing.
All right, I appreciate you calling.
No problem. Thank Elaine, you. Lovely to speak to you. So, off
you,
now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, goodbye.
Should we have our first song from our featured band, Jason?
Yes, they are Young Peculiar, and this is Red and Gold.
Writing in my
Young Peculiar and Red and Gold. That's a track from their first EP. They have a new one on the way. And to tell us more about it, Bernadette Dales, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. I'm all the better for hearing from you.
Well, we do like to share the joy whenever we get the opportunity. And we're enjoying sharing your music. It's sounding great.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
So tell us a bit about the band.
The band, well, there were five of us. We're from Sheffield and we're a bit geeky.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No. I mean, we're oddballs. It's kind of where the name came from.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a tribute to your favourite beer.
It is.
Yeah.
As well. But yes, we thought it was very fitting. Peculiar, yeah.
In what way are you geeky?
Well, to be honest, I'm not geeky.
It's always the rest of them, isn't it? It's never you.
No. I'm the cool one of the band. I'm the one dragging cool factor up. But yeah, they're all into maths and online computer games and that kind of thing.
How old are you guys if they're into maths? Explain more.
We are in our early 20s.
So they're still doing maths? Everyone stops doing maths when they finish their degree courses at the very latest, surely.
Well, some of them haven't finished their degree.
Ah, okay. I'll let them off then.
The Big Bang Theory springs to mind, doesn't it?
Yes. Is this where you model yourselves?
Yes.
And obviously, the sounds, yeah, very unique. Tell us a bit about where that came from.
Well, basically, we all we met at university, and we all had different musical interests. Basically, I mean, I met Mike on a music degree course. So our music tastes are already quite diverse, from hip-hop to folk music to metal to rock. And then we met Martin and Chris, and they were from a very jazz and rock background as well.
It's a real mix.
Yeah, so we just wanted to combine all the sounds that we liked, really. For the first EP, we did it rather obviously, like each song was a little bit different, but for our second one we tried to refine it so it's more like our own unique sound.
Hmm. Well, we're going to work through some of your tracks. We've already heard Red and Gold, so we've got some more music to come from you and working our way through the EPs. Next up is Who You Are. So tell us a bit about how that came about and which EP that's on.
Who You Are is going to be on our next EP that's going to be released in September. This is one that we actually worked with legendary producer Tony Plath on back in March of this year, and it's all about finding yourself and trying to keep believing in yourself when you're at a low point in your life.
So yeah, explore that one. Well, we'll listen to that. Hopefully it won't be too depressing. Then a little later it's Way With Words. So where's that in the timeline?
Way With Words is actually the first song we ever wrote, back in 2010, I think. Now that one's depressing.
Okay, well we'll
look forward to that.
Yeah, we'll work out how we do that, and hopefully cheering us all up to end the show today will be Chemical Comedian. So where is that one? Because that's obviously not a maths related question. That sounds a little more sciencey based.
That's from our first EP as well. What's that one about?
It's that long ago.
You can't remember.
I think the music was written first with that one, and we just really liked the groove of it, so I just kind of threw some words together.
So it doesn't have to mean anything, though, does it? Sometimes it's just there.
Not
because,
always.
No.
I only know what it means to the listener, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that one works out, and we'll take a listen to that, as I say, towards the end of the programme. So that's what's coming up on the rest of the show. And when you're performing live, how does that sound and that mix of sounds come together then?
It actually comes together quite well because we were a little bit nervous about having such a diverse sound, but we actually find that it draws in more of an audience than it would if you were just like one genre, because more people are interested.
The more people want to come and listen to it, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got gigs taking place in a busy summer, or is it a bit more relaxed for you?
Well, we're going to be hard at work in the studio for most of the summer. But we do have some gigs at Tramlines, the Sheffield Festival. We'll be playing that and some other kind of smaller festivals around the country, like Party on the Farm and that kind of thing. But mainly it's studio time.
Mm-hmm. Have you done festivals before?
Only Tramlines, really. Mm. We're looking to get more on the festival circuit, but... Yeah.
I think during the summer, if you're a band, you've got to try and get it on the festival, yeah, run, haven't you, really? Because there's that many people there. They might not have necessarily gone to see you, but they've gone to see somebody on the list, and then they might come out
and they will love you. Yeah, that's the way it works. Okay, so what's the web address if people want to buy music and find out more?
Youngpeculiar.co.uk.
So simple, www.youngpeculiar.co.uk, and more tributes to your favourite beverage, I'm sure, on there too.
Yep.
Bernadette, lovely speaking to you. Thank you for joining us. Keep making the music and have a great summer in the studio.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Cheers. Ciao for now then.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Fool you.
You're Peculiar with Who You Are. On the phone now, we find Mike Boyce, who's part of the team behind the Best Foot Forward campaign. This takes place at Aldersley Stadium on the 13th of July. Mike, tell us more.
Well, this is a unique fundraising event. It's, as far as we know, it's new to this country. We borrowed it from the south of France, actually, in Monaco, where they hold this type of fundraising event once a year. And it's different because it involves local businesses, community-minded local businesses, and members of the public, all working together, raising money for charity.
Because basically, if you want to take part in this Best Foot Forward event, you don't necessarily have to get sponsors, but you can still make money for charity.
That's correct, yes. Essentially, the event is on for 12 hours, from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. Now, you register, and when you register, you get a little electronic, like a microchip, which straps to the ankle. And every time you go round the track once, £1 is released out of a fund that has been donated by the 40 patrons of the event. Local companies, larger and smaller companies, all with a view to helping us raise money for charities. The three event charities are Compton Hospice, Children in Need, and our own Rotary Charitable Trust. Any money that the Rotary Charitable Trust raises gets sort of filtered down to smaller local charities, like we support the Haven, the Good Shepherd, and many, many smaller charities. So that's what the event is all about, is raising money for these charities. Now, the essential difference between this event and other walking type events is that you can also, if you want to, raise money for your own special charity. If you particularly want to raise money for Help the Heroes or separately for Compton Hospice, then you can download from the website a sponsor form and go out and get sponsors yourself. The event doesn't take that sponsor money. You keep that and you hand that over to your own favoured charity. We've got many people raising money for particular charities. I know there's a lady raising money for autism. Central Youth Theatre are raising for cystic fibrosis and also their own events as well. Wolverhampton Amateur Boxing Club are taking part. They're raising money for their own organisation. And, you know, the list just goes on, really. But essentially, everyone who completes one lap raises £1 for Compton Hospice, Children in Need, and the Rotary Charitable Trust as well. Okay. So it's a sort of a double winner, if you like.
You say I've never heard of that before, but it's a very good idea, because sometimes you do have all the best intentions of collecting lots of sponsor money, and then you don't tend to get that much in, but at least you can go there. You don't have to collect it all in. All you have to do is turn up on the day and just walk around.
You just turn up on the day and walk around. You can walk backwards, you can skip, somersault, you
hop,
can come in a diving suit. You know.
And I suppose those people that are like seasoned runners can have a good run round as well, can't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. We've got 50 trainees from RAF Cosford. They're taking part in teams. So we should see them, and they're going to be there for the whole 12 hours in sections. So we're hoping to see a little bit of competition there. Mm. Wolverhampton and Bilston Athletic Club are taking part as well, so you never know how many laps they can clock up. But every lap is £1 earned.
Yeah, very good. I suppose you could do relays as well, couldn't you, perhaps, if you wanted to do
Absolutely, the list is endless. People can. It's also open to it's open to people of all ages, from the very young to the elderly. Anyone can take part. I know there are people from the Sunrise Care Home on the A41 who are coming down, maybe in wheelchairs, maybe with Zimmer frames. You know, it doesn't matter. They're bringing helpers with them, and every lap they do, whether it's one lap or 10 laps, it doesn't matter. Every lap raises £1 for charity, and it's nice for people to be able to get out and do something.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, even like younger children can go with their families or with their friends, and it is a nice stadium as well, because my son used to do athletics there.
Yeah.
It's
a great
track.
Stadium. It's,
yeah.
You know, when we're very proud of the Aldersley Leisure Village. It's a very nice place to hold the event, and we're glad of the support that they've given us so far.
Mm. And when it comes down to it, I mean, there must be a cap on the amount of money you can earn, but it's all registered by some little electronic chips that you basically follow you round on the run.
That's right. Yes, the electronic chips count the number of laps that you do. And then you can go to a little timing screen, if you like, and tap in your number and see whether you've done 5, 10 or 500. If you lose count, the timing screen will get it for you.
Mm.
And those are the only two event costs that we've got, which is why there's a small registration fee, is to cover the cost of the timing equipment and the stadium hire. We've managed to twist the arm a little bit and get the stadium at a really good price. But
there's a cost to opening up for them, isn't there? So they have to do it.
Yeah. the money that's been raised by the patrons, we want all that to go to charity. There's no cost at all going to come out of that.
So if you do want to take part then, what do you do? Because obviously I saw this on the Facebook page of Compton Hospice, so there's links there, but tell us how you can get involved.
Well, you can go onto the website, which is wolverhamptonbestfootforward.com. Everything is there on the website, including registration details. You can download a sponsor form if you want to, as I said, collect money for your own particular good cause, or if you want to collect money for the event itself, and you can hand that in, and that goes to the three event charities. You can telephone the event helpline. It's 07580 773 876.
07580 773 876.
That's it. You can email us at admin@wolverhamptonbestfootforward.com. Or we have paper trifold leaflets which give all the information. If anybody wants to ring the telephone number, I can send the information. It has all the sponsors' names as well, and a registration form which you can fill in and send back to us with a cheque. And you can list all the team members, and you know, if you don't want to do it via on computer.
Do you have to register before the actual day then, so somebody can't just turn up?
Well, it would be helpful if people registered.
You need to know how many little buttons you need to follow people around, don't
well,
you?
Well, yes, but we're obviously bringing a lot of spares on the day, so people can register on the day. I mean, it would be nice if people registered in advance, because it'll save administration on the day. This is the first year that we've run this event, so we're learning as we go along, and so we'd like as many registrations, you know, in advance as possible. We'll make life easier on the day. But nevertheless, if somebody comes on the day, we can register them.
If you want to get in touch once again, 07580 773 876. Or that website once more, Mike.
It's www.wolverhamptonbestfootforward.com.
And that's got all the information, so you can download forms as you need them, and you can take part that way. It sounds like a really interesting and amazing different event, and hopefully that will be very successful.
Well, I hope so, yes. We're very, very grateful to the support, particularly Wolverhampton City Council. They've given us such a lot of help on this with printing and design and things like that. They're very keen for it to, they can see the benefit of this type of event, and also the Express and Star, who helped launch the event in May. And, of course, the 40 patrons who are all listed on the website, and also on all the literature that we have, the posters and everything. We're very grateful to everyone for their support.
Well, let's hope that Rotary and all the other participants here can make this an annual event.
Well, let's hope so, yes.
It'll be really good to see. And Mike, thank you for the work that you guys have been doing down there to bring this one together for Wolverhampton.
You're
with
very
the
welcome.
Best foot
it's
forward.
It's a pleasure.
Cheers. Ciao for now.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's have some more music now. This is Young Peculiar and Way With Words. Thank you.
Young, Peculiar and Away with Words. The young lady who has exactly that is Tracy Rhodes. Hello.
Hello.
AKA R Trace. And the end of an era is dawning, I led to believe.
Yeah, it is. I'm hanging my hat up.
And the pint as well.
And the pint. Well, not so much the pint, but definitely the hat.
So what's going on? Because R Trace has been loved through working men's clubs and venues up and down the Midlands and the country for, it must be the best part of 6-7 years now, isn't it? You've been doing... is it longer?
11.
11? Blooming heck.
That's a long time.
Wow. And you're stopping doing it?
Yeah.
In his current form, at least.
It's getting a bit too much. It's getting a bit too much. We want to put our feet up, because I work full-time as well, and I'm not getting any younger, so, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it.
But does this mean there's a big show to finish everything off with?
Well, it's one show it's my last show that I'm putting on for family and friends, 26th of July.
And does this mean there are exclusive invites only for this one?
Well, I'm sure I'll squeeze a couple of tickets for you.
Ah, cool. That sounds good to me. But what,
that's
why?
Ladies' Day.
Yeah. Well, why on earth? I mean, obviously, you say you're getting no younger, but I mean, Tracy is a phenomenon.
I don't know. It's hard work. I mean, for any entertainer out there on the circuit, you know, whether it be cruise ships, working men's clubs, hotels, whatever, whether they're singing, magicians, dancers. It's such hard work, and it's not getting any easier, you know, with all the clubs closing down, and work's harder to get as well.
Yeah, I suppose it's a lot of late nights and travelling as well, isn't it?
Yeah, an awful lot of late nights and travelling. Yeah, and it's not just a case of where I do 45 minutes to an hour. You're there all night because we're self-contained, you know. Mm. We set up earlier on before the guests arrive, and we're stuck there till, you know, way past last orders.
You get to eat their food, though, normally, don't you? That helps a little bit.
sometimes.
But not always. Well, it's nice to have you on to at least, you know, say our little goodbye and thank you for the jokes and the humour that we've seen you do, because I've been along and you even made me laugh on a bunch of Wing Wars in town. That was good.
Oh, no, yeah.
But it's a shame, but it's nice to know that our Trace has been there, and maybe this hasn't been, your daughter hasn't fancied taking over the mantle?
Oh, no. She leads a very quiet, conservative life.
So, perhaps in a later year she'll take up the reins and
there could be an R Trace too.
Yeah.
in tribute.
I doubt it. No. I don't think there could ever be anybody to replace R Trace.
So if people do want to reminisce, you've still got your website. There'll be loads of photos on there and the chance to see pictures of what you've done over the years,
yeah,
won't there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Where can they find that?
www.rtrace.co.uk.
Is there any videos? Because you could do like the best of, couldn't you, and do like a DVD?
Well, to be fair, I've got a couple of three, and I've got a CD, but I thought of videoing this last show.
Yeah,
and that's going to be the big thing that's available to buy online.
That's it, and then anybody can have a piece.
Unfortunately, the show, it sold out. It sold out in 4 weeks.
Wow.
So it shows how popular you still are.
They love you.
Oh, no, it's lovely. It is a lovely thought.
So the DVD is important one. Make sure if you are going along, you're nice and loud with your applause, your cheering and your laughter, because you'll be part of posterity.
That's right.
Well, that'd be good. So, I think a full DVD is essential, and I'm sure you'll be able to get that via the website. Tracy Rhodes, thank you for talking to us, and thank you for our Trace. And it's only a bit of irony that we sign off with a song that we're playing tonight from our band, Young Peculiar. It's actually called Chemical Comedian. That's no slight on yourself, okay?
Oh, okay, that's great. Lovely to hear from you.
But give us the web address one more time.
www.rtrace.com/.
.co.uk. Tracy, thank you. Lovely to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
And catch you soon. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I told you twice you wouldn't go away. I shouldn't have to tell you that there's nothing more to say. I told you once, I told you twice you wouldn't go away. I shouldn't have to tell you that there's nothing more to say. Thank you.
was Young Peculiar and Chemical Chameleon.
And that is the end of show 210. We're back for episode 211 next week. Your colds and things
I'm
allowing.
It's going to have all gone by then. I've told you
already, Steve is happy to take your seat as soon as. That's all I'm saying.
I've got to fight him off now.
Absolutely. And you might have to for real in that jiu-jitsu challenge we set up. So nice. We'll see what happens there. So we'll be back next week for that. And we shall see you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.